and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and today's episode was suggested by Alex, who wrote, "Can you do an episode on the peely nut? I've never seen or heard of it before, but all of a sudden it's popping up in my social media feeds, and supposedly it's super nutritious, but I feel like we've been down this road before. So what's the real deal?" Alex, I'd be happy to devote an episode to the peely nut, and that's spelled P-I-L-I. And you know, isn't it amazing that in this era of global everything, that there are still so many foods that you've never heard of? And Alex is right, the peely nut is having a bit of a moment. In the already crowded nut space, peely nut vendors are trying to carve out a niche for this little-known nut. So, of course, it was only a matter of time before the superfood label would be invoked. An internet search for the health benefits of peely nuts will quickly yield a list of impressive claims, such as fights inflammation, reduces cholesterol, neutralizes free radicals, strengthens bones, helps you sleep, enhances cognitive function. Well, the first thing that you need to know is that none of these claims are based on human research that's specifically been done on the peely nut. In fact, to my knowledge, there is no research linking peely nuts to specific health outcomes in humans, with the exception of a single study reporting a single allergic reaction. And just side note, if you have a tree nut allergy, you may want to exercise caution with peely nuts. In fact, there are only 6 papers that I could find that even mention peely nuts in the entire PubMed database, and all but one of them were published since 2017. So all of these health claims that you'll see for peely nuts, if they're based on anything at all, are based on their nutritional content. For example, calcium has been found to strengthen bones, and peely nuts contain calcium. Therefore, the logic goes, peely nuts must strengthen your bones. Although it is worth noting that 1 ounce of peely nuts provides only 4% of your daily calcium needs, so I wouldn't put all of my eggs in that basket. So if the nutrient content is the sole basis for all of these health claims, then it's worth asking, how do peely nuts stack up nutritionally to other nuts? Are they in fact higher or lower in specific nutrients? Most nuts are pretty high in fat, and that means that they provide a lot of calories in a relatively small package. But peely nuts are even higher in fat and calories than most other nuts, with the exception of macadamia nuts. Unlike macadamia nuts, however, which are mostly monounsaturated fats, the peely is about half saturated and half monounsaturated fat. And although you may run into claims to the contrary online, the peely nut is not a good source of omega-3 fats. Peely nuts contain less protein per serving than most other common nuts, just about 3 grams per serving. Now, most nuts are pretty low in carbohydrates, but peely nuts contain virtually no carbohydrate whatsoever, which has made them popular with the ketogenic dieters. However, this also means that they are lower in fiber than most other nuts. When we get to the vitamin and mineral content, peely nuts are relatively rich in vitamin E. They have about 40% more vitamin E than almonds, and almonds are otherwise kind of the top of the stack for vitamin E in nuts. And they are also widely touted as being higher in magnesium than any other nut. And this may be technically true, but only barely. Cashew nuts, for example, offer 98% as much magnesium as the peely nut. Almonds are also relatively high in magnesium. Now, if you'd like a more detailed comparison of the nutritional content of peely nuts with several other common nuts, I've created a chart for you, and I've put a link to it in the show notes for today's show, which is at quickanddirtytips.com. Now, one other possible reason to like peely nuts is their low environmental impact. At present, the worldwide peely nut supply is coming primarily from the Philippines, where they're harvested wild from their natural forest habitat. Now, all tree nuts need a lot of water to grow, but instead of requiring irrigation, peely nuts rely only on natural rainfall. And unlike nuts that are commercially cultivated, no fertilizers or pesticides are used. so far anyway. If the peely nut catches on, we might start to see more commercial cultivation of the nut to meet growing demand, and that could change the equation here. But for the time being, peely nuts appear to offer nut lovers a more eco-friendly option. Okay, and finally, what do peely nuts taste like? Well, the very high fat content give peely nuts a moist, buttery texture similar to macadamia nuts. You can eat them raw, but roasting them brings out a decadent flavor and texture that I saw described in one place rather memorably as plant-based foie gras. Now, in addition to the raw and roasted peely nuts, there are also some peely-based nut butters and at least one plant-based milk option. And if you can't find those in your local retail stores, you can easily order peely nut products online. So that's the quick and dirty on the peely nut. And thanks, Alex, for suggesting today's topic. If you have a topic you'd like me to cover in a future podcast, you can send me an email at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. Although I can't return your calls, I always do love to hear your voice. The Nutrition Diva Show is written and researched by me, Monica Reinagel. My editor is Beata Santora. My producer is Nathan Semmes. And the fantastic team at Macmillan Audio also includes Claire Freeman, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and remember to eat something good for me.